seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them beat and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet. But a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think them thing go the people way, one day them dead, them not dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 14th, 2013. Now, Abraham moves to verse 79 and says, then when he saw the sun rising, he said, is this my Lord? Is this the greatest? So when it set, he said, O my people, I am clear of what you set up, and it has in quotations here or in parentheses, with Allah. Abraham wants us to be clear as to the root of life, the root of everything, the origins of all life is life, life and existence. The scientific reality is that life and existence is the supreme. Life and existence have given birth to life and existence that we know as the universe and the human family. So he looks at the sun. And the word sun is 8121. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Shemesh, sun, sun rising, the east. And then sun setting, the west. The sun as an object of illicit worship. Illicit means illegal, openly, publicly, in other phrases. Pinnacles, battlements, shields, as glittering or shining. So, sisters and brothers, some would say this is about people actually worshiping the sun, and they put that on our African ancestors. But when you study our African ancestors, the sun was a symbol of the Most High. That's why you have Amun-Ra, the hidden and unseen father that is the supreme sacred masculine power behind the sun and all that the sun symbolizes. Amenet-Ra-It is the hidden and unseen mother, sacred feminine power behind the sun and all that is symbolized by the sun. So you have the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. You have solar science being used in Africa. You have lunar science attached to the moon, being used in Africa. You have astroscience being used in Africa. You have all of these sciences, the study of the material universe. But in Africa, we taught the reality of the Most High that you call God and Goddess, had all manner of words to describe scientific reality of the Most High. Amen, Amenet, Ptah, Mutnechet, Ra, Ra'it, in African Hebrew, Yahweh Yahovah, Elyoneh. All of these words to describe that reality. But Abraham is causing us to understand that once again, he says, is this my Lord? We're talking about Rome and the Roman Empire and the Roman Senate and Caesar, who had the titles of Lord and Savior, Son of God, bringer of peace and civilization to the human family. Muhammad is saying through Abraham that Rome is a fraud. Rome has hijacked astral science, solar science, lunar science, and given us a facade of civilization, a facade of peace. But in reality, we've been given colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And this system is setting. This system is on its way out. This system has caused us to dwell in error, mistake. We've missed the mark. We have been shaped in sin, born in sin, and shaped in iniquity, born in this sinful system of death, hell, and destruction, shaped in iniquity and wickedness. Barack Obama would have us to believe that the Democratic Party is looking out for our best interest, but they are causing error. This Democratic Party and Republican Party are not looking after our best interest. They are doing the bidding of the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer. They are doing the bidding of the modern day lords who are setting, who have created a system that is setting. No more power, no more world power, no more empire. The only power will be the principles of existence and life for all. So this system that is causing error, that is causing us to believe that it is the right of the United States of North America to create a foreign policy that justifies supporting mercenaries in Syria to kill and destroy poor working class sisters and brothers that live in Syria, sisters and brothers that lived in Libya, to go on and create warfare for Iran and kill poor working class sisters and brothers who are living in Iran. This system that justifies the state of Israel killing and destroying night and day poor working class Palestinian and African Hebrew sisters and brothers. No, this system is not the greatest. This knowledge and wisdom that is attached to the solar sciences, but is given to us under the auspices of the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer, misused, abused, that in turn abuses and misuses the human family. No, it is not the greatest. These House of Rothschild and wicked ruling class and families are not our lords. And their Oxfords and their University of Cal and Stanford and their Yales and Princeton universities, These are not the greatest, because these give us a system of death, hell, and destruction. Taking our knowledge, taking our wisdom, taking our understanding, and misapplying it, misusing it, and abusing it to construct a system that is death for the poor working class masses of the people, but is life for the wealthy, but is not really life, because their life is based on our death. We must tie into Africa, tie into Kemet, tie into Nubia, tie into the real, true, best usage of the solar sciences, lunar sciences, astral sciences. The star represents justice, but we don't get justice under this system. The moon represents equality, but we do not get equality. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us the science of the moon and how the moon draws the water up out of the earth to reform as clouds, and then the rain comes down so that we have an equality on the earth between water and land, that the land is not subsumed by the water. So the moon represents equality and the sun represents freedom, but we do not get freedom, justice, and equality under this system. So Abraham is telling us that this system is setting. This system is on its way out. So when he says, I am clear of what you have set up with the Most High, this set up having to do with gods and goddesses, not like you have been taught. For all of us are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. The angels are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. The ancestors are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And we are to act as one Allah, one family, one monotheistic family. But the system has created a system of polytheism because it is under the control of the demons, under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. These are they that have been set up with Allah. The wicked ruling class and ruling families, they raise up their puppets, they raise up their rulers, they raise up their elites, they raise up themselves and say, lying to us, that they love Allah, they love Allah, they love Yahweh Yahovah, they love the Most High, they love democracy, they love freedom, justice, and equality. But in reality, they do not love any of those that we have just uttered out of our mouths. They do not love Allah, Allah. They do not love Yahweh Yahovah. They do not love democracy, freedom, justice, and equality. They have set themselves up with those divine principles to deceive us. In the Old Testament, you have the word other gods. And I'm going to go into that later. The word other gods denote the demons and denote the wicked ruling class and ruling families that appear to love life and existence for all. But they are the other. The word other has to do with that which stops the blessings of the Most High. This is what Abraham wants us to know and understand. He says in verse 80, surely I have turned myself, being upright, holy, to him who originated the heavens and the earth, and I am not of the polytheists. This word upright, let me see if I can find this word upright. Upright. In the Bible, upright, the word upright is found, come on, Christopher, I can't find it, come on now, The sisters and brothers are waiting to see this word upright. And also stood upright. 5324, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Natsav is a verb. It means to stand, to take one's stand, to stand upright, to be set over, to establish, to take an upright position. To be stationed, to be perfect and appointed and deputed. Deputy, stand firm, to fix and establish, to be stationary. See, Abraham is talking about being upright in truth, justice, and righteousness. Abraham is not telling us to reject the sun, moon, stars, and planets and the universe. Abraham is not telling us to reject solar, lunar, and astral science. Elsewhere you see in the Quran that we are commanded and instructed to look after the sun, moon, stars, and planets. Is not Muhammad called a life-giving sun, S-U-N? Are we not instructed to go after, I believe, Pleiades, which is also associated with Orion? Are we not instructed in Bible to go after Pleiades and he who constructed Orion? Do we not see the sun, moon, stars, and planets teaching us truth, justice, and righteousness? Do we not see that the Messiah is equivalent with the son of righteousness, I believe, in Malachi? So Abraham is not telling us to reject astral, star, lunar, moon, solar, sun, science. He's telling us to go after these sciences and realize that the modern day Rome and Babylon have misused, misapplied, directed this knowledge to create a system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. But we are to go into sun, moon, star science to create a system of the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. We are to be upright and take a stand against this system, against the modern day Caesars, against the modern day Romans, against the modern day puppets of these wicked ones, against they who have set themselves up with Allah. And all of us are Allah. Allah is Allah. Allah is Allah. The universe is Allah. The sun, moon, stars, and planets are all Allah. The earth is Allah. And we, the human family, acting as one monotheistic body in oneness, are many, but we act as one. We are all Allah. So Abraham wants us to get up and stand up and take a stand. He says, surely I have turned myself, being upright. This is like the earth turning towards the sun to true light and wisdom and understanding. And that word sun in the African Hebrew language, Shemesh, is masculine and feminine. So we are turning toward the Most High, being upright, holy to him who originated the heavens and the earth. So we see the word used him, but we know that Allah is we, and Allah is Allah, and Allah is the spirit world, righteous, and Allah is the ancestors, righteous, and Allah is the teachers and the sages, righteous, and you and me, as we are righteous and upright. All of us are Allah, and all of us are the Him, and the Most High Allah is he whom we turn to, he who originated the heavens and the earth. And I am not of the polytheists. We are working on this reality of monotheism versus polytheism as not being one God, because we see that Allah is we, Allah is many. So it's not that Allah is not more than one in this sense, but we are looking at Allah as being one and oneness. Although we are many, we give praises to the Most High Allah and act as one, following the dictates and principles of Allah, the Almighty Father, and Ilah, the Almighty Mother, in the African Hebrew language, Yahweh, Yahovah, the Almighty Father who begets, and the Almighty Mother who conceives. And so we're back to heavens, that study of the sun, moon, stars, and planets. We want to know the cause and effect. We want to get at the cause of the heavens, the cause of the earth, the cause of life. And the cause of life is life. Yahweh Yahovah is life and existence for all. That reality that has given birth to life, that energy, that life that exists in the whole of the universe, that exists within you and me, is the root of life. Yahweh Yahovah. That life that causes us to see the earth, and the study of the earth, and the study of people, and the study of nations, that we may understand that we must erase the boundaries and become one monotheistic reality. Not polytheistic, not you are black and I am white, or you are red and I am yellow, or you are Chinese and I am Syrian, and you are American and I am German, and you are South African or Venezuelan, and you are Australian, and we divide and we kill each other and destroy each other, and we allow the wicked ruling class to rule for another day because of our polytheistic tendencies to divide and destroy one another. No, we must come together and be monotheistic, be one human family. The Quran talks about being one human nation. So Abraham wants us to understand that yes, we are many. Allah is we, but Allah is one, and the human family is one, and we stand under the title Allah. He says in verse 81, and his people disputed with him. He said, do you dispute with me respecting Allah, and he has guided me indeed? And I fear not in any way those that you set up with him, unless my Lord please. My Lord comprehends all things in his knowledge. Will you not then mind? So, as we come with this teaching, we see there is opposition from the system, opposition from they who yet believe in the system, opposition from they who have a vested interest in splitting the human family into a polytheistic reality, rather than uniting the human family along the monotheistic reality of oneness of the universe, and I as one, and I as Allah, and I as Yahweh Yahovah. And let me see if I can get to Allah in the African Hebrew language. Let me see if I can get to Allah. How did I get to Allah? Let me see. Gods as Elohim. I know the number is 5927. Let me see if I can get to it, sisters and brothers. 430. I'm not getting to it fast enough, sisters and brothers. Let me see, Most High. I can find it, I believe, under the word Most High. Most High. Can I, sisters and brothers? I want to get to the word. Yeah, here we go. I'm getting to it. There we go. Elyone is Most High. And Elyone, the root to Most High, is Allah. Found under the number 5927. So we talk about Allah. This word Allah is an African Hebrew word. African Hebrew is the mother, father language of the African Arabic, as the African Arabic was born out of the African Hebrew and African Aramaic languages. Allah means to ascend, to climb, to go up, to ascend. You see, Abraham is ascending in knowledge above Rome, although Rome wasn't in existence. But the wicked of his day, the wicked ruling class in ancient Babylon, Chaldea, he rose above wicked ruling class and ruling families of his day. So Prophet Muhammad, living under the Roman Empire, who ruled Mecca through the Quraysh, who had a system of wickedness that was allowed to thrive under the Roman Empire and Caesar, because the system was wicked in Mecca, Prophet Muhammad, using Abraham as the one upright, following Allah, we see we are being raised. We are ascending. We are going up into this knowledge. This word is defined also as to spring up, to grow, to shoot forth of vegetation. So we're in the science of how things grow, how vegetation grows. We're in the science of solar, lunar, and astral science and knowledge and wisdom, how the moon draws the water up into the atmosphere. The sun purifies the water. The water gathers again in the clouds and then comes down to the earth to water the earth that vegetation may grow. So Abraham is teaching us Allah and teaching us Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy, that we may ascend into knowledge, Allah, and ascend into wisdom, Allah, and change our circumstance, change our occurrence, that we may grow and produce works that are the works of the Most High, works that are connected to life and existence for all. Allah, the ascender. Allah also means to excel. So we are to excel. Excel beyond this system and go into true solar, lunar, astral science and knowledge and wisdom and science of the material universe and the earth. Excel beyond this system. Don't only teach your children to excel within the system, but know that these youth, these babies, are to be the Messiah people that will bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth, and do away with this setting system. This system that is setting and going away and going out. This word also means to be superior to. Teach your children, babies, youth, to be superior. Superior to this system. This word also means to go up, to go over, to extend, as if extending a boundary. I'm thinking of our indigenous sisters and brothers who are called illegal aliens and illegal immigrants, who did not cross the boundary, but the boundary crossed them. So I am thinking of how we must extend the boundary of love and truth and justice and righteousness all over the earth, that we may encompass all. Allah for all. Ilah for all. Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence, that scientific reality of Yahweh Yahovah, life giving birth to life, existence giving birth to existence. Caesar is not our Lord. The house of Rothschild are not our lords and rulers. Our Lord and ruler is life. The Most High, life, Father and Mother, Yahweh Yahovah, who have given life to all. So we extend the boundary to all, that all may equally participate in life. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari Selassie people. Oh, the music don't want to come in, sisters and brothers. There it is. Come on in, Bob Marley.